It's 11 a.m. It's time for the news, sport and weather.
Good morning. This is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. Police are appealing for witnesses after a pedestrian was struck by a car at 7:45 this morning in Vincronge, with the driver failing to stop following the collision. The accident, which took place on the main road, has left the man severely injured, with passers-by taking care of him until the authorities came, and according to the police, the motorist involved was nowhere to be found once they arrived. The Chamber of Deputies has set a major milestone in the history of Luxembourg's education system by approving the ALFA reform, giving children in Luxembourgish primary schools the choice to learn to read and write in either French or German. The reform was passed with a broad majority as MPs welcomed the opportunity to give parents and children this choice following lengthy and extensive debates in Parliament. In international news, South Africa has announced it is prepared to wait out next year's G20 after being barred by the United States and did not expect other countries to lobby for its inclusion. The United States this month took over the year-long presidency of the group of leading economies after largely boycotting South Africa's tenure, including the November summit, in an escalation of its attacks on Pretoria. Israel is waiting the return of the last hostages remains held by Palestinian militants in Gaza, as the military announced that previous remains handed over had been those of a Thai national. Under the first phase of the US-brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, militants were due to return all 48 hostages they held captive, 20 of whom were still alive. And Google has revealed the top trending searches in Luxembourg for 2025. Robert Prevost, or Pope Leo as he's possibly better known, topped the trending celebrities list, while Luxembourgers also searched for the iPhone 17 and Labubu toys. Luxembourg's own Laura Thorne claimed the top music search spot following her appearance at the Eurovision Song Contest, and How to Keep Rats Away in a Wooden House was top of the How segment. In sports, day one of the second test in Brisbane is underway, which is a day-night game, and England are batting after Ben Stokes won the toss. They have just lost two quick wickets to take them to 211-6, but Joe Root, who is still in search of his first Ashes 100, is still batting and on 82. And finally, PGA Tour winner Ryan Fox, Australian Elvis Smiley and LIV golfer Carlos Ortiz have all upstaged Rory McIlroy to share the lead at the Australian Open, as the Masters champion struggled with his putter on Royal Melbourne's tricky greens. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The weather now, and it's currently fairly overcast and gloomy with occasional drizzle. Any brief sunny spells won't last long, I'm afraid, as light rain is moving in from the southwest before the evening. The temperature is around 5 degrees now and only going up to about 6 degrees this afternoon, with weak to moderate winds gusting up to 20 kilometres per hour.